Okay, we are recording. How you doing, John, right now?
I'm doing pretty well. How are you?
Good. I have not seen you yet today. It's like, what, 8 p.m.? It's more like 7 p.m.?
It's 7, yeah.
Daily savings just happened.
Yeah.
I'm jet lagged.
It's all good.
Yeah. Okay, y'all, you're listening to I Have a Query. I'm your host, Molly, she, her. We got John Areno on the ones and twos, he, him.
Hey, guys.
Okay. So before we get into today's topic, I do want to clarify something I said in the last episode, or I guess more like correct than clarify. I said that if you don't identify as queer, I don't care about your opinions on the use of the word. What is more in line with my belief is if you're not part of the LGBTQIA+ community, I don't care what you think about the use of the word queer. There are a lot of people in the community who don't personally identify as queer, and I don't want to invalidate their opinions and thoughts and feelings. But if you're not a part of the community, I want you to be aware of the various feelings the community has around the word. I don't want to know your own feelings about the word. So we'll just get into today's topic. Johnny, do you know who Sappho is?
No, I do not know.
I for sure said this name around you.
I definitely recognize it. It sounds Greek to me, but maybe I'm wrong.
It is Greek. Do you know what the word sapphic means?
Again, it's another word I've heard you use, but I couldn't define it.
Okay. So a sapphic person is anyone who is woman-identified or woman-adjacent-identified, meaning that they classified their own gender identity to be similar to womanhood, who is romantically and or sexually attracted to other woman or woman-adjacent people. So that includes lesbians, bi women, pan women, non-binary people who like women, and any woman or woman adjacent person who is into women or women adjacent people. So sapphic is a nice inclusive word, just cause like you can't go rambling off on all the various labels that sapphic people could possibly be. So sapphic is just a quick, easy word. And that word is derived from the name Sappho. And Sappho is the mother of all lesbians, allegedly. She was a Greek poet who lived on the island of Lesbos, which is where the word lesbian comes from. Lesbos is still an island that is inhabited by people, and their residents are called lesbians.
Oh my God.
You are not aware of this?
No.
No. So, yeah, the island of Lesbos is still up and running. She's got citizens. And the lesbians of Lesbos actually ran a campaign a few years ago. It was a while ago. I don't have the year down. But they wanted to say, like, lesbians as in the sexuality need to stop using that word. They're like, we're the only lesbians. But imagine being like a lesbian from Lesbos. Then you're like double lesbian.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, like that whole campaign didn't really get much traction, and from what I understand, it wasn't like a majority of the citizens of Lesbos who were saying that. So she lived from approximately 630 BC to 570 BC. So good 60 years. I feel like that's a good age for that era.
Especially for that era, yes.
Definitely. Yeah. Not like a lot is known about her definitively, but she was most likely from a pretty well-to-do family on Lesbos. So, you know, that's probably why she lived so long, because rich people get to stay.
Yeah. Yep.
So the reason why her name and her home have become names for lesbians and other WLWs is because she is best known for writing poems, just talking about how fucking hot ladies are and how much she loves them. And she was regarded as one of the greatest lyric poets of her time, and like ancient Greece, in general. Like, she's been compared to people who were not contemporaries to her, and like she's held at a very high regard. Her nicknames included the 10th Muse and the Poetess. So like she was well respected when she was alive. Her poems remained popular after she died. And the poems, I'll get into this more later, but a lot of people try to do some mental gymnastics of, well, she's not really writing from her own perspective. She's a good little straight lesbian from Lesbos. But like her poems are really fucking gay. There is one called Anacreon Song, which I'm positive I'm pronouncing that correctly. Anacreon Song, I want to read what has survived of it. Only one of her poems is believed to have survived in entirety. And this is not one of them, not the one. But I'm going to read this to you.
Okay.
And you tell me if this sounds like a straight woman. Okay. Golden throned muse, sing the song that in olden days was sung of love and delight in Teos. In the godly land of the lovely women, strains that in other years the hoary bard with the youthful fancy set to mirthful stirs of flutes, when the dancing nymphs that poured the wine for the poet's banquet mixed it with kisses. Sing the song while I, in the arms of Atthis, seal her lips to mine with a lover's fervor. Breathe her breath and drink her sighs to the honeyed lull of the Melix.
I mean,
like, that is not a straight person.
Yeah.
So, the one poem that is thought to be intact of hers is called Ode to Aphrodite. So, like, that title alone.
Yeah.
Super gay. But historians and literary analysts often say that she was not attracted to women, but was actually either writing from the point of view of a man or had a platonic reverence for the beauty of women. And you know, what everyone with a platonic reverence for the beauty of women wants to seal their lips with a lover's fervor.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I want to do to all my platonic friends, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Just dream of it. But this is to be expected, as female sexuality is often not taken seriously. And in Sappho's time in Greece, male homosexual activity was widely recorded and known to occur, but any female sexual activity outside of sex intending to conceive a baby or sexual assault by a man was not recorded usually, and by many not thought to occur. Like, a lot of people throughout history, throughout culture, don't realize that women don't need men to get off.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, a lot of people think that they don't have any sexual desire, and there's absolutely no way that two women could do anything to each other. Mm-hmm. 'Cause that's just preposterous. Her writing did perhaps contain the first instance of girlfriend confusion. You know, when someone says, my girlfriend, and you don't know if it's, like, friend who's girl or partner, romantic okay, partner. Yeah. Like, my mom is always talking about her girlfriends, and I'm like, Mom, please. Oh, yeah.
I was going to say, like, yeah. My grandmother always says, I was hanging out with some girlfriends.
Hanging out with some girlfriends. Like... Please, straight women, stop calling your friends girlfriends. But she has a line from The Sleep Wind. Empty each seat where my girlfriends acclaimed me. So either she's referencing many girls who she is simultaneously engaged with, or just some friends chilling. Who knows? So, despite being a well-known and respected poet pretty consistently, very little is known about her life. She was likely from a wealthy family in Lesbos, and she was known to have a father, mother, and three brothers. Her family was likely aristocratic in some way, and they were politically controversial. And because her family had been exiled from Lesbos at least once, she was exiled along with her family and did return, and possibly was exiled again. She was known to be the leader of a group of women, but the nature of this group is not 100% known. There are reports of them being younger poets she mentored, lovers who engaged in orgies with her, platonic friends who gathered just to hang out. There's no way to know for sure what the nature of this group was. And they could have been poets that she was mentoring and people she was having sex with. She was reported to be married to a man called Kyrkylos of Andros. I'm sure I'm not pronouncing that correctly. Greek is very hard. But this is believed to be a hoax, as there is no evidence of this marriage. And the name basically translates to Penis of Man Island. Andros is like, in island that like Man Island, and Kyrkylos, like it means like a phallic object.
Okay.
And Sappho was known to be pretty comedic in her work. She was witty, she was funny. So this very likely could have been a joke that she made up, or it could have been a joke that someone else made up. It's possible that this was a real man she was married to, but it comes off as a joke. And there was contradictory information and views on Sappho, which caused many people to believe that there may have been two different well-known women called Sappho living in Lesbos around the same time as each other. One was the poet and the other was the courtesan or escort. and both were thought to be hypersexual and high society, but one was thought to be hetero and one homo. The homo was high society poetess, and the hetero was high society escort. It's hard to say what the truth most likely is. If there was only one Sappho, it is possible that she was both a poet and a courtesan. It's also possible that she was not a courtesan and that this was just a rumor started by her haters, because, like, for as loved as she was, of course she had haters. Like, everyone who's well-loved is also well-hated. And many people, especially male poets, would downgrade her in her art. And a common way to do this was through slut shaming. And, like, we still see this today, constantly,
yeah.
Where men trying to degrade women and cast aside their art or their work, they will try to reduce them to sexual objects and slut shame them and call them whores and, like, degrade them however they can think of.
Yeah.
And if she was a sex worker, it is possible that she was gay and being straight for pay. It's also possible that she was bi. Bi people have always existed. And whether she was a sex worker or not, it is 100% possible that she was bi. Like, the thing about Sappho is, although we do revere her for her legendary lesbianism, there's no way to know for sure what her sexuality was. And the evidence mostly tends to point to she was probably fucking women, but she might have also been with men. We just don't know. So I have kind of a long quote from Wikipedia that I'm just going to read off because I felt like that this information was presented in a way that was beneficial to our purposes here.
Yeah, sure.
So from Wikipedia, it was not long after the rediscovery of Sappho that her sexuality once again became the focus of critical attention. In the early 17th century, John Donne wrote Sappho the Philaenis, another very hard Greek word, returning to the idea of Sappho as a hypersexual lover of women. The modern debate on Sappho's sexuality began in the 19th century, with Welker publishing in 1816 an article defending Sappho from charges of prostitution and lesbianism, arguing that she was chaste, a position which would later be taken up by Wilamowitz at the end of the 19th and Henry Thornton Wharton at the beginning of the 20th centuries. In the 19th century, Sappho was co-opted by the decadent movement as a lesbian daughter of Descharnay by Charles Baudelaire. So far, it's like all these fucking men.
Yeah.
Taking on, but it gets better. In France, and later Algernon Charles Swinburne in England. By the late 19th century, lesbian writers such as Michael Field and Amy Levy became interested in Sappho for her sexuality. And by the turn of the 20th century, she was a sort of patron saint of lesbians. From the beginning of the 19th century, women poets such as Felicia Hemans, who wrote The Last Song of Sappho, and Letitia Elizabeth Landon, who wrote Sketch the First, Sappho, and An Ideal Likeness, took Sappho as one of their progenitors. Sappho also began to be regarded as a role model for campaigners for women's rights, beginning with works such as Caroline Norton's The Picture of Sappho. Later in that century, she would become a model for the so-called New Woman, independent and educated women who desired social and sexual autonomy. And by the 1960s, the feminist Sappho was, along with the hypersexual, often but not exclusively lesbian Sappho, one of the two most important cultural perceptions of Sappho. So she was sort of rediscovered, and the lesbians and the feminists glommed onto her. And regardless of what her actual sexuality in practice and in heart was, she is very important to the community. And her poems are highly revered by mostly members of the community, but also just lovers of poetry in general. Like, her poems are beautiful. And I only know the translations into English. Mm. So what do you think about Sappho? Do you have any headcanons?
Any headcanons? Oh geez. No, I would believe that she was into women.
Yeah.
Definitely. I can't remember. Was she, like, highly esteemed in her time? Or, like, you said she was rediscovered, so does that mean, like...
Yeah, so, again, not a ton is known about her life. But it is believed that while she was alive, her poetry was well known and revered, and she was loved in her own lifetime. And then after her passing, her poetry was still being passed around in ancient Greece along with other poets. But then as the Greek civilization transitioned into the more modern era, her poetry, along with many others, was lost, but then rediscovered later. So this period when her work was rediscovered and claimed by Sapphic women was around the same time that, like, people were trying to find shit from a long time ago, just all across the board. So there is a subreddit called Sappho and Her Friend, okay. Which is mostly memes showing a very clearly gay situation that is being misread as not gay. Yeah. So first I want to show you the painting that sort of inspired this subreddit.
Yeah, sure.
So this painting from Wikipedia is captioned "A Painting of Sappho and Her Friends" by eroticist Edouard Henri Avril.
Oh, and they're just straight up going to town on each other.
They are fully going to town. Mermaids as well. You clocking the mermaids in the background?
I'm clocking the mermaids.
There is some mermaid lesbianism happening. There's human lesbianism on the beach. I mean,
that's the actual title.
That's what it's captioned on Wikipedia. I don't think it's the actual title. I don't think that's what Avril called it, but
oh
the Wikipedia called it "A Painting of Sappho and Her Friends." Like, this is a lesbian mermaid human orgy.
Is this the episode art?
I think Instagram would remove it if this were the episode art.
Fair enough.
I'll awesome. Put it on the second slide and pray.
There you go.
Yeah. Y'all, if you haven't seen this painting, like, they are not friends.
Oh my goodness.
So I'm gonna show you some memes. Oh, so but before I should show you those. Do you know the Vine where the girl is walking on the street and she's like, she's on the phone. She's like, and they were roommates. And the guy filming is like, oh my God, they were roommates.
Yeah.
So that meme is very popular on the lesbian internet, because like people are constantly misreading lesbianism as platonic. And it's very common to see a lesbian meme caption, oh my God, they were roommates. So this first meme, is it gay to be straight? And the tweet says, wanting a strong woman is a sign of homosexuality. Any masculine man wants a submissive woman. And then right next to, oh shit, this is a touchscreen computer.
Oh yeah.
And I fucked it up. And this next to this tweet, it says, it's not even gay to be gay. And it's a picture of Sappho and her friends.
Oh, perfect.
So we have a lovely man entry here. On a profile about Colton Haynes on a web, it's a screenshot from a website that I can't identify, maybe some kind of wiki site, but it says, is Colton Haynes a gay/bisexual? No. What is Colton Haynes' marital status? Divorce. Who is Colton Haynes' wife? Jeff Leatham, ex-husband. Y'all, he is gay or bisexual if he has an ex-husband. Next meme. Historians, when two women live together and write romantic letters to each other, it's a picture of a carpenter captioned, that looks straight to me. Oh my God, they were roommates. This is what comes up when you Google two girls kissing, and it is all photos of a girl kissing each cheek of a boy. So a boy being flanked by cheek kisses. That is two girls kissing. Found this in a collection of kid-friendly stickers I just bought. It is a sticker that says, and they were roommates. I think that reference would go over a child's head.
Maybe, yeah.
Unless they're on their spicy memes.
Oh, yeah.
Do the kids still call memes spicy?
I don't know. I've lost touch with what the kids are doing.
Youth, please reach out. Random ad I saw talking about renting stuff. I'm so glad I decided to rent Susan's camera instead of buying my own. It costs me way less. Plus, her hair smells so good. Very gay. Found on Pinterest under friendship, two anime schoolgirls kissing under a desk on the mouth. That's not friendship, that's lesbianism. This one is captioned, it just gets more gay. And it is called Cute Poses for Two Friends. Starts off normal. This is how friends pose. It's two girls standing together, cheek to cheek. Piggyback ride, very friendly. I give my friends piggyback rides. Holding hands, running through a field. Platonic friends do that. Arms around each other. Still perfectly above board. They are fully making out here.
Oh, yeah, they are.
I do not kiss my friends on the mouth. I only kiss my dates on the mouth. This one is captioned, just two women friends hanging out on top of their rainbow blanket. It is
just two friends.
It is an ad of two women who are looking at each other with love in their eyes on a rainbow blanket, and the ad is captioned, two women friends hanging out in the featuring people, fun, and women.
Oh my gosh.
this is another ad with it's an ad for apartments, and it says furnished apartments to share with friends, and there are two women in bed together under the covers making eyes.
Making eyes.
Furnished apartments to share with friends. This one's just cute. It's a picture of old-timey lesbians from around the 1800s getting their portraits taken in a photo booth. Very cute. And then someone commented, "These women may very well have been lesbians, but I would also consider the fact that Plutonic," they did not say platonic, they said Plutonic, as in of plutonium. "Consider the fact that Plutonic physical affection amongst same-sex friends was much more common during this time period for both men and women. Kissing, hugging, holding hands, writing quote-unquote love letters, and even sleeping in the same bed was common and not necessarily seen in a sexual light. So while we may view this behavior as demonstrative of their sexual orientation, they may or may not have seen it the same way. That being said, homosexuality has always existed and is clearly not a new phenomenon." Someone commented platonic. That was their only issue with this comment. And then the person replied, "Yes, thank you. Typo." And then another person commented, "They look a bit like sisters to me, but may well have been partners." They are kissing on the mouth.
The world is just so in denial of lesbianism.
So in denial. Okay, just a couple more. Okay, this is one of my favorites. The ads are what get me. It's an ad of a very gay-looking ring. It is a ring with like rainbow crystals on it, and it says "double band rainbow ring for daughter or best friend."
Nope, couldn't have been for anybody else.
No, you wouldn't give that to your sapphic lover.
Nope, only daughter or friend.
Only daughter or friend. And last one, this is from a 1990s legal document, property rights of unmarried cohabitants. And the first line says, "Emma Posick and Nancy L.R. Layton were close friends and more."
And more.
And more.
I'm like,
very vague. And of course, this is from District Court of Appeal of Florida, 5th District, 1997. Gotta love Florida. 97.
Oh my gosh.
Year of my birth. Oh, Florida has cast many sins against us. I remember a few years ago. I always say a few years ago. When I say that, I really mean it could be between 1 year ago and, like, I was two. Okay, if I remember it was a few years ago. But at some point in my life, there was debate over allowing same-sex adoption in Florida, and an anti-same-sex adoption campaign had these men dress in very poorly done drag and hold babies and be like, "This is lesbians. Look how they are." It's very fucked up. Okay, so that is all I have on Sappho. I didn't go super into her biography, but she is a very interesting person. If y'all are interested in her, her poetry is beautiful. There are books about her. You can also just like read her Wikipedia page. She's lovely. So then it's everyone's favorite segment.
Oh boy,
queer culture quiz time, where we see just how out of touch John Arino is.
All right. Hit me.
I have faith in you that you will get this one.
Okay.
It was a recent major phenomena.
Okay.
Okay. Which biblical figure does Lil Nas X give a lap dance to in the music video for his song Montero? Your eyes are huge, looking like you have no clue.
Ask me the question one more time.
Okay. Which biblical figure does Lil Nas X give a lap dance to in the music video for his song Montero?
Is it a lesbian?
This is Lil Nas X is a gay. You know who Lil Nas X is, right?
Yeah.
He's a gay man. Mm-hmm. In this particular music video, he plays every character. So, like, he gives a lap dance to himself, but, like, he's playing himself giving a lap dance to someone. He's playing another character. Okay.
Okay. Okay. I haven't seen the music video. Probably not Jesus, is it?
Is that your guess?
Sure, why not?
Your guess is Jesus?
Or the Mother Mary.
Oh my God. Can you imagine giving a lap dance to the Virgin Mary?
Is it Mary?
No, it's Satan!
Oh. Okay, that makes sense. Yeah, I guess I was thinking, let's get as dirty as we can. The Virgin Mary.
I mean, I guess it depends how you look at it, whether Lucifer or Mary is more dirty. Did you say, well, Joseph is watching?
Yeah.
I mean, he already got cucked by God.
Oh, damn. See, I didn't even consider that. That angle.
So, this music video, iconic to the max. Lil Nas X rides a stripper pole down to hell from Earth,
mm-hmm.
grinds up on Satan, who he is playing, and then kills him.
Shit, I gotta watch this music video.
It is a baller music video. Not my favorite song of his. I'm really into, what's it called? I just had the name. Oh, what I want.
Okay.
That.
I'll admit, I don't know any Lil Nas X music.
I mean, you know, Old Town Road.
Yeah. That being said, Lil Nas X, if you're listening, we'll fly you out.
Oh, Jesus, Lil Nas X, as much as I would love to meet you, I cannot afford to fly you out, but I'm sure you can afford to fly yourself out. But, yeah, this music video is very good. I'm going to read a quick blurb from Wikipedia. Following a voiceover introduction where Lil Nas X discusses not having to hide in shame, the music video begins with the singer portraying both Adam and the snake in the Garden of Eden. The snake seduces Adam using its third eye, and the two kiss. The next scene features Lil Nas X in chains at the Colosseum as he is judged by versions of himself in Marie Antoinette wigs and stoned by spectators. After he is killed by a thrown butt plug, he starts to ascend toward an angelic figure in heaven before grabbing onto a pole, which sends him down to hell as he pole dances. He makes his way over to Satan and proceeds to give him a lap dance wearing Calvin Klein underwear and thigh-high boots with stiletto heels. After snapping Satan's neck, Lil Nas X crowns himself with the horns as his eyes glow and wings emerge.
Incredible.
That's some high drama right there.
Yeah, definitely.
Like, the CGI... I won't shit talk it. It did what it had to do. Could have been feeling the fantasy a little more.
Mm-hmm.
But great music video. Like, Lil Nas X gave his everything to the performance, and I love him dearly. Like, I want to pinch his cheeks. He's such a cute little boy. Okay, well, that's all I have for the pod this time.
Wow.
Do you have anything to add?
No, I don't have anything to add, as per usual, I guess.
As per usual. Johnny is still non-problematic, will not step on anyone's toes.
I try.
you do try. So you can find us on Instagram at I Have a Query Pod, query with two E's. If you want to communicate with us, you can send us an email to ihaveaquerypod@gmail.com, spelled the same way as the Instagram handle. John Areno and his lovely band Thrush are making some moves out in the world, so y'all should follow thrush.fl on Instagram.
Thank you, Mom.
And make the day of these lovely boys. Okay, until next time, I love you. Bye.